You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
All right, all right. You're now listening to the Shansky Shuffle on WYXR. 91.7 FM out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm pleased to announce I'm here with a friend of mine, special guest, co-host for the evening, Matt Raish.
Konbanwa.
Howdy.
Saikindo. It's good to be here, Sam.
It's so good to have you.
And I just flew in today.
Yes, right out of the clouds.
I was in LaGuardia taxiing for, it was a long one. Hour and a half. Ichijikan? We're starting off speaking a little Japanese. For the last 6 months, my New Year's resolution was to learn some Japanese. So, Nihongo nara gombaru. I've been trying very hard. And a lot of the songs that are on our playlist tonight are from Japanese artists from many, many eras and many genres, right?
Entirely. And we don't need listener feedback because I don't know. We're getting some of our own here. We're getting feedback for some reason from the microphones. Are you hearing that at all?
I hear some of it.
It's kind of weird.
Ooh.
I've never had that happen before. Apologies, listeners. But, you know, these things happen. Anyways, like Matt was saying, tonight's show is all centered around Japanese artists, Japanese music. And we're excited to share it with you on the Shansky Shuffle. So we're going to get rolling with... Well, how do you say it?
May I? So, you're talking the next song up?
Well, the first one we're listening to, what's behind us right now?
We have Sadao Watanabe with California Shower.
Yeah, shout out to the raindrops that made their way through Memphis earlier. We're going to give this one a listen, and then we're going to keep moving. We'll check back in a couple minutes right here on the Shansky Shuffle. Thanks for listening. This is WYXR.
Thank you. 何も言わないでちょうだい黙ってただ踊りましょうだってさよならはつらいダンスの後にしてねここはおなじみのクラブいつものように踊りましょうせめてキャンドルの下で泣くのだけはやめて誰にも負けず深く愛してた燃えるその目もその手もこれきりで何も言わないでちょうだい黙ってだってさよならはつらいダンスの後にしてねしカクテルをちょうだい酔ったらまた踊りましょうだってさよならはつらいダンスの後にしてね今は懐かしいクラブ気の済むまで踊りましょうせめて恋人のままで優しく肩を夜のささやきがたとえ短い夢でも忘れない少しカクテルをちょうだい酔ったらまた踊りましょうだってさよならはつらいダンスの後にしてね
Alright, thanks for listening to the Shansky Shuffle tonight on WYXR. Happy Monday night to everybody, if you're feeling happy. If not, well, I'm glad you're tuned in, because music's good for the soul, right?
Subaroshi, why?
Oh, yeah. I got Matt Raish in the studio with me tonight, co-hosting.
Yeah, what's up?
An old friend of mine, new friend of yours, good people. He's in from New York City.
Back in town, be bumping around. I like to get down here at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Happy early birthday, by the way. It's coming up in a couple days.
Oh, birthday boys. That's right.
Yeah.
It is that time. I'm looking forward to my birthday. I always get I get hit up with a gift card from a very hallowed institution that I belong to. So I have that to look forward to. You may have heard of the STSDM, the Society of Discarded Taylor Swift Muses. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. My hair used to be a lot more red before I woke up and I turned 36. Soon to be 37, was still tending bar.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody likes a Taylor Swift joke. I mean, what are you going to do? Pass block?
Hey, at least you got hair still.
Hey, that's something that, I mean, that's not really helping me survive in Bushwick and the jungles of Brooklyn, but it... It's not nothing, I suppose. Do you have any birthday memories?
Any special birthday memories? Celebration Station, East End Skating Rink. Oh, take me back. Yeah, my dad wore a full suit to my skating rink birthday for some reason, and he fell
Wowie.
On the floor, I think. It was embarrassing for an 8-year-old. So, birthdays, they're strong memories out there.
I can remember when I was living in Nashville, driving... overnight during the witching hour, not the witching hour that's upcoming, from Nashville to New Orleans, fueled only by powdered donuts and probably Empire of the Sun was what was what was bouncing off the stereo at the time. Drove there, had a po' boy, drove right back. I mean, this is that's as bad environmentalism as
certain rap stars with their private jets. I mean, that's
didn't you
terrible
sleep on the,
gas mileage.
Didn't you sleep on the curb or something? I think I remember that.
I have done that.
I thought you like slept on the streets or something.
The
like
circumstances were different. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very active in the political scene there in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. They call me the Jewish Junior Varsity Jack Reacher up there.
Yeah, rightly so.
Bushwick's fun.
Well, I'm glad you could be celebrating your birthday early here, joining me on the Shansky Shuffle tonight. This is WYXR 91.7 FM out of Memphis, Tennessee, WYXR.org. And tonight we have a special programming agenda, which is that we're playing all, well, music from Japan or artists from Japan.
Nihongo no uta. Japanese music, Japanese songs.
Matt's been studying Japanese for about, what, close to a year, 6 months, somewhere in that department.
Yeah, roku kagetsu.
I'm impressed.
I was, you know...
is this Duolingo or what are you doing?
I have a number of different language learning apps. I've got a textbook. I've got this, like, the workhorse American college textbook, which is called Genki, mm-hmm. which is the word for energetic or lively. I've got a nice app. It's Pimsleur. Apparently, when like the CIA or the FBI needs to train somebody up, they put them on Pimsleur. That's how effective it is. I highly recommend it. It is a pay for, but you know, you can kind of you win some, you lose some. Yeah. You know, you can suffer without your Netflix or Hulu for a while. And one of the whole reasons why I got into learning Japanese, you may have heard of the show Shogun was recommended to me.
Yeah.
I started watching it because I assumed it was like one of these bar stool buddy comedies where it was like guys who worked out who like to show off their guns, their
Shogun.
Biceps.
Yeah.
Shoguns, right? But it wasn't. It's like a 15th century samurai drama.
Oh.
I was so enthusiastic about it, and then I figured, you know, as a native Memphian, in case local favorite Kathy Bates ever needs some sort of national tour of Japan, like, I could show her a good time, you know? Like, I could translate. I won't do it like some sort of, like, 15th century prodigy bombshell, but, like, I could get the job done. That or could work for the Dodgers. There's a number of opportunities. I think I'm looking for a competitive advantage.
Well, I think Tom Hanks listens to this radio station. So, Tom, if you're listening, tell Kathy. I'm sure she's a friend of yours. Tour guide needed. We got Matt Rader.
Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks.
Yeah. You know, he's out there. So,
on the way, though, if I could just add, it has been a magical, truly eye-opening, extraordinary adventure learning a language. I consider myself, like, an English guy, a wordsmith. It is incredibly humbling to learn a new language, to be overwhelmed, to speak like a first or second grader, mm-hmm. and to have to kind of stumble your way through it. And the culture, the music, the food, many of us know as little Gohan appropriators who like to eat rice and believe ourselves to be cultured. Mm. I'm not pointing fingers, but it's... It has been excellent and one of the great treats of my whole year has been learning Japanese. I just wanted to add that.
That's good. Not everybody has something they can be excited about, so glad you found that.
Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we still got music to listen to, so why don't we tap back in? Here's Shintaro Sakamoto with Birth of the Super Cult. Stick with us here on the Shansky Shuffle.
It's good pronunciation there.
Thank you.
velocity of time. Turns her voice into sugar water.
Hey, this is Charles, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Memphis, 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 Memphis.
Daisuki desu. Memphis, Daisuki desu.
Oh, it's just the Shansky Shuffle again on WYXR. How about that, folks? I'm here with Matt Raish. Matt Raish, hey. An old friend. We go way, way back to the roots of Hickory Hill down there.
Dog, south. We used to play baseball at like Central Church.
You know what? We did.
Speaking of baseball, right?
Yeah.
The Japanese are enthusiasts. Yakyu, they call baseball.
Oh, yeah.
You see, the other day, Shohei threw a ball because he's throwing again. He was injured for a time. And LA, of course, being LA, they're going to be very protective where the money is. Not that Shohei is some sort of piece of meat, some sort of card in your pocket. I mean, he's a wild card, don't get me wrong. Anyway, he threw a fastball, like 102 miles per hour or something like that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fast.
One of those news stories that turns heads. I don't just stick to sports, but I will stick to sports in this situation because we're just coming off of a New York City mayoral campaign, and it was spectacular. I've seen some very nasty ones. I say lock them up, the nasty campaigns. Beautiful phone calls, perfect phone calls. Anyway, the Japanese are baseball enthusiasts. They produce some of the greatest players in the world. It's interesting how quickly and explosively the growth and interest of it has happened, because when you track things back to post-World War II and the kind of redevelopment and reincorporation of Japan, you had a lot of these like American GIs and American companies that were introducing these American iconic cultural staples like baseball, and the Japanese really took to it and very quickly turn themselves into some of the most acclaimed players you will find in the game. You've taken kind of a shine to baseball recently, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing to write home about, but I've just been, you know, dabbling and watching some Friday night games. It's enjoyable, man. It's something about the outdoors, you know, green grass, the open sky and everything. It's
there's a zen to it. You find a lot of zen within Japanese culture too. I want to kind of tie this back to our topic. I wouldn't call it like otera, meaning shrine, like zen. Certain shrines that you find all over the mainland and otherwise there. You know what? Jitsuwa, to be honest, I think I'm just hoping I get picked up for like the next season of the White Lotus. They do it in Okinawa and I can play like some sort of disgruntled service employee who recreationally speaks Japanese. I think I'm perfect for that. And I'm just like, now I'm pandering because I really need this part. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well.
Mike White, if you're listening, call me.
Yeah. Give him a call. Yeah. For those listening, this is the Japanese music edition of the Shansky Shuffle tonight. Got Matt Raish in the studio with me here at the Crosstown Concourse. It's a nice Monday evening. If you want to listen back to this show and you like what you're hearing, you can always check us out at WYXR.org. Playlists are archived there, all the shows. It's an amazing resource, and we're happy to share it with you. So don't be shy. Check it out. Tell your friends. And, you know, thanks again for listening.
It is.
Got lots of good songs still to come, including right now we're listening to Drummer Man by
Inomata Takahashi.
Yeah. We're going to give this one a spin and we'll keep moving. And then the witching hour is not far away with DJ Witch Hazel. So don't go anywhere. It's all right here on WYXR.
What's up, Memphis? It's Al Capone, Al Capizzi. Oh boy, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 from Memphis, raised by sound there in the Proud City, in the words of one of Memphis's most accomplished sons. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay. You're listening to the Shansky Shuffle here on WYXR, and we do appreciate you listening. We do. This is the Japanese music edition of the Shansky Shuffle, and I'm here with my co-host for the evening, Matt Raish. What up, Matt?
とても面白い。That last song, that Beatles remix.
Day Tripper. Tripper.
Yeah. Yeah. 信じられない. I can't believe it. I like a reboot of a staple like that. We were just discussing tribute bands, the possibility of a tribute band, and what tribute band you would do given the option.
Yeah.
Some really good options out there. I kind of feel like I would want to do like... Okay, so I have this idea for a musical based on the songs of Kanye West. You know, can you imagine like early Kanye West before stuff hit the fan, before we're wearing red hats and saying terrible things about Jews and talking about inclement situations with family members? Leaving all that aside, like All Falls Down in like a Broadway bravado.
Yeah,
I can see it. It all falls down. I'm telling you, it all falls down. Like Kanye, as though it's Les Mis.
You got the vision?
I think there's a story there. That's less of a tribute band and more of this newfangled Disneyfication of Broadway type thing, where it's like you'll run with an idea and you'll put the notebook in Times Square because, you know, it's putting butts in seats. I don't think that's gimmicky, though. Like, I think that there's a market for that. This is no Spider-Man musical. Mm-hmm. This is Kanye West the musical.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be big in Japan. Hey, that's the name of a track, right? There's a track called Big in Japan. I don't know that the Kanye West musical would be big in Japan, but things are big in Japan.
Yeah. Well, why are we listening to Japanese music tonight, Matt?
Nihongo gakuze desu. I'm a Japanese student. Dokugaku desu. I'm self-taught. I'm a bookworm. Like, I have given up my love of fiction and nonfiction this year to study Japanese. I want to get over there. Ryoku ikitain desu ga. I want to travel. Nihongo de. To Japan. And it's... I like to listen to Japanese music while I'm studying.
Oh, I like that.
I've made a myriad of note cards. I mean, my note card stack, it looks like an Italian grandmother's recipe book. It's just stuff here and there. I bring that up because aside from learning Japanese, I also sling Italian food on the Upper East Side. That's how I pay my bills. In the concrete jungle. Where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Memphis is great too, though. You've got all of these songs where there's this serious chest bumping about New York City and Miami and New York. We mentioned New York. Memphis should have more songs like that too. We need an Alicia Keys Memphis anthem. Who's going to sing that?
All we've got is Walking in Memphis.
Which is a beautiful song, but yeah. Schmaltzy. It's a little dated, a little schmaltzy. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to sing that Memphis mantra. Like, who is going to be the next voice that is blaring from the IMAX at the Pink Palace? You remember those days?
Yeah.
The Planetarium.
I think they changed the name, but then changed it back.
Well, and then they started changing what planets are part of the solar system, too. I mean, it's
unstable out here.
It's crazy. It's all a simulation anyway. Nothing matters. I'm not even Gen Z. I'm solid millennial, and I'm saying nothing matters. I can't be that much of a nihilist.
Oh, man.
I'm wearing slim jeans. They're not skinny. I'm not giving these up, okay? Yes, I robbed Abercrombie, and I delighted in every minute of it. I can still smell the fierce in my nostrils. I can hear the blare of some Korean remix of Forever and Always. Kongoku, Korean, in Japanese. Kongoku. They got a cute little rivalry, the Koreans and Japanese. So many similarities, so many overlaps. Pachinko, if I can plug a show, I'm not in it because, well, they won't let me. I don't need people like me. Jewish, white, good looking, 37 almost. Call me. Anyway, yeah, Pachinko is an interesting saga, mostly set in Japan, but also in Korea. And it's one of these shows that like really delves into history that is unusual isn't the right word, that is off the beaten path, that is obscure. I mean, we're not talking Civil War history. We're not talking about those periods in history, the Trojan War. So some serious stuff has gone down over the years between Korea and Japan. Different time periods, different rulers, different aspirations. I highly recommend the show Pachinko, though. It's based on a novel, and it's on Apple TV, and it's a Korean family drama, and it is one of the better shows on television. I know what's going to happen in the next season because it's a period show, right? It's like set in the late 80s, and there was a terrible financial bubble that occurred in Japan in the late 80s and early 90s, and I really think the new season is going to pick up on that. And the Americans were not faultless in what happened to Japan because we nudged their economy towards more and more deregulation until their stock market cratered. Anyway, watch that show. Oh, is this Chihiro?
It is.
Chihiro-san.
We're going to take it back to the music and with artist
Chihiro Yamanaka. The Virgin's Prayer.
We only have a few more minutes here on the Shansky Shuffle. Don't run off, anybody, because the witching hour is up next with DJ Witch Hazel. Yeah.
Kore hono kimochi desu kedo. Dozo.
Thank you.